पुण्यो गंधा पृथिव्यम च तस्मी विभावशो जीवनाम सर्वभूतेषु तपस्चस्मि तपस्विषु पुण्यो गंधा पृथिव्यम च तेजश्चस्मि विभावशो जीवनाम सर्वभूतेषु तपश्चस्मि तपस्विषु. Any more preface? Punyo ganda prithivyam cha. Tejaschasmi vibhavaso. Jivanam sarva bhuteshu. Tapaschasmi tapasvishu. Any more matajis? Like to try? Punya original. Could you repeat after me, please? Punya original. Kanda fragrance. Prithivyam in the earth. Cha also. Teja heat. Cha also. Asmi I am. Vibhavaso in the fire. Jivanam life. Sarva in all. Bhuteshu living entities. Tapa penance. Cha also. Asmi I am. Tapasvishu in those who practice penance. Thank you. I am the original fragrance of the earth, and I am the heat and fire. I am the life of all that lives, and I am the penance of all ascetics. Could you please repeat after me? I am the original fragrance of the earth, and I am the heat and fire. I am the life of all that lives. And I am the penance of all ascetics. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rufam Sagarajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Cha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishbhanu Suta Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Tarubhascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So once again, the verse. Punyo ganda prithivyam cha, tejas jasmi vibhavaso, jivanam sarva bhuteshu, tapas jasmi tapasvishu. And Krishna says, I am the original fragrance of the earth, and I am the heat and fire. I am the life of all that lives, and I am the penance of all ascetics. The purport by His Grace, Founder-Acharya, Founder-Acharya Srimad A.C. Bhaktivedanta, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Punya means that which is not decomposed. Punya is original. Everything in the material world has a certain flavor or fragrance, as the flavor and fragrance in a flower, or in the earth, in water, in fire, in air, etc. The uncontaminated flavor, the original flavor, which permeates everything, is Krishna. Similarly, everything has a particular original taste, and this taste can be changed by the mixture of chemicals. So everything original has some smell, some fragrance, and some taste. Vibhavaso means fire. Without fire, we cannot run factories, we cannot cook, etc., and that fire is Krishna. The heat in the fire is Krishna. According to Vedic medicine, indigestion is due to a low temperature in the belly. So even for digestion, fire is needed. In Krishna consciousness, we become aware that earth, water, fire, air, and every active principle, all chemicals and all material elements are due to Krishna. The duration of man's life is also due to Krishna. Therefore, by the grace of Krishna, man can prolong his life or diminish it. So Krishna consciousness is active in every sphere. So we heard 2 days ago from Mahalakshmi Mataji how it's very rare for Krishna to actually talk about himself. And this is very confidential knowledge, which is why it's right in the middle of the Bhagavad Gita, protected, you know, on either side by the first 6 chapters and the last 6 chapters. So Krishna is explaining how he can be found in everything around us. So it's so easy to remember him, to think of him. He starts with how he's the original fragrance of the earth, you know, and from the earth you get lots of plants and you get flowers, you know, every day we get flowers too, so that we can have the fragrance of it, and that fragrance is Krishna. You know, when we see flowers and, you know, Srila Prabhupada says flowers are smiling, that smiling is Krishna, Krishna is smiling at us. And so these flowers come from seeds, right? Plant seeds. And in the next verse, Krishna is going to say that Bijam Mam Sarva Bhutanam, he's the original seed of everything. And so there's actually a story with the seed. I'm not sure how many of y'all have heard it, but I'll just share it again. It's about how Narad Muni, he meets a brahmana and a cobbler on the way while he's going to meet Narayan. So Narad Muni is on his way to meet Narayan and Lord Narayan, and he meets a Brahmin on the way. So the Brahmin asks Narad Muni, he's like, where are you going? And Narad Muni says, I'm going to go meet Lord Narayan. And he says, well, when you go, could you ask how many more births I have, how many more lifetimes I have? And Narad Muni says, okay, you know, being kind and merciful, he says, I'll ask. And then he keeps going, and he meets a cobbler under a banyan tree, and this cobbler is sewing shoes, you know, making a living. And the cobbler also asks, whom are you going to meet? And Narad Muni says, I'm going to go meet Lord Narayan. So he says, please ask him how many more lifetimes do I have? So Narad Muni, you know, one of his regular visits, he goes to meet Lord Narayan on another planet. And when he goes and meets him, he asks Lord Narayan, he's like, so the Brahmin asked me how many more lifetimes he had, and the cobbler also asked me how many lifetimes he has. So Lord Narayan says, the Brahmin, he has many lifetimes. And the cobbler, he has just one more. So Narad Muni is very surprised. He's like, how can this be? You know, the Brahmin was practicing all these rituals and was pious. How can he have so many more lifetimes and the cobbler just one? So Lord Narayan understands and he tells him, well, you'll understand why I said this. If they ask me what I was doing, just tell them I was moving an elephant through the eye of a needle. You know, the eye of a needle, like you put a thread through it. So tell them that I am moving an elephant this way and that way through the eye of a needle. So Narad Muni doesn't understand, but he still goes and obeys. He meets the Brahmin, and, you know, the Brahmin asks excitedly, so how many more lifetimes do I have? And Narad Muni tells him, well, Lord Narayan said many. And so the Brahmin's upset. But the Brahmin, you know, says, well, what was Lord Narayan doing? He asks. And Narad Muni says he was moving an elephant this way and that way through the eye of a needle. And the Brahmana goes, that's absurd. That can't happen, you know. And he's just like, you know, I respect you, but what you're telling me is outrageous. And he just refuses to believe it. So Narad Muni understands that this man just reads and follows rituals, but he doesn't have faith. And next he goes to meet the cobbler. And the cobbler, you know, asks, so what was my lord doing? You know, and Narad Muni says, Lord Narayan, he was pushing an elephant through the eye of a needle. And the cobbler immediately starts glorifying Lord Narayan. He's like, oh my lord, he can do such wonderful things. And Narad Muni says, you really believe that, what I told you? And the cobbler says, yes, of course. You know, I'm sitting under this tree, and every day there are fruits falling from this tree. In each fruit, there are many seeds. And in each seed, there is the capacity to have a tree out of it. So why can't, you know, Lord Narayan move an elephant through the eye of a needle? So, you know, through this example, this story, we see that faith is so important, but it's not just blind faith. It's very logical, you know, shastrically proved faith, just like the cobbler. And next in the verse, we talk about how Krishna is the heat and fire. And, you know, after 20 days here, I can understand how heat is so important. It gets pretty cold, right? So the times the sun comes out, you know, I like to be out and be in the heat. And that heat is Krishna. The dhup that we get, you know, we take the, I don't know what that's called, but, you know, we take the blessings, I guess. And that's also Krishna. That heat is Krishna. And he says he's the penance of all ascetics. And last year, actually, it was a Janmashtami. I've never kept a Janmashtami fast before. And last year, this Mataji, she's very close to me. So she asked, you know, are you keeping the Janmashtami fast? I said, no. And I asked, why should I keep it? She said, you should keep it. I said, why? And she said, because you should keep it for Krishna. It'll make Krishna happy. And, you know, she gave the example of how when a newborn child comes into a family, everyone is so busy in looking after the child's, you know, welfare, looking after the mother, the food, the clothes, everything, that they don't have time to eat. They don't have time to think about eating. So make it like that, you know. And it's not that Krishna wants us to starve or anything, but he knows that if we spend our time doing kirtan or listening or hearing and chanting or preparing bhoga or something, serving him, we'll be happier out of that. So that's why he likes that, and he's a penance. Krishna says he's a penance of all ascetics. And last part where Srila Prabhupada says the duration of man's life is also due to Krishna. Therefore, by the grace of Krishna, man can prolong his life or diminish it. There is a Bengali saying, actually. It's a sentence. It says, Rakshe Krishna Mare Ke, Mare Krishna Rakshe Ke. So Rakshe means protect, and Mare means kill. So if Krishna wants to protect or save someone, no one can kill him. And if Krishna wants to kill someone, no one can save him. And there are, you know, many, many leelas just describing this. And I was hoping that, you know, you would share some leelas that you know about how Krishna protected someone against all odds, or how Krishna killed someone when, you know, it would be hard to believe or something. So do y'all have any leelas that you want to share?
I think that we know the story of Prahlad Maharaj.
Yes, that's a wonderful one. Yeah.
This is one of the examples of how the Lord is always
protecting.
Looking at us. And yeah. One of the name of the Lord is Bhakta Vatsa.
Yeah.
He's the protector of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how we should, we must take shelter in the Lord, thinking like if someone will give us poison, then we have to drink it with us.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Completely, drink completely faith.
Yeah.
And it's really difficult to have this kind of level of serenity.
So definitely.
By being accepted closely to those who are more advanced, very advanced. Because for my own, I can't. Yes, reading also and chanting by my mom is good. But when you are with a Vaishnava, outside of you, you have everything. And you have to appreciate yourself, the self sangha, mostly, then to go and chant your japa, to read your verses, Bhagavad Gita. Because in the Vaishnava, you will find everything.
Mm-hmm.
If, you know, if you feel he's a Vaishnava, he will guide me. I want to be in this satsang. He, because that's Prabhupada told us, to go and take shelter. Srila Bhaktivedanta Sarasvati said also, this travel is very far, and I can't do it by myself. That's why I'm going with all the devotees.
Yeah, Sri Prahlad.
Sri Prahlad.
Yeah. Thank you.
Chariot is in one piece until Krishna steps off, and then it goes into 1,000 pieces. And only because Krishna was on the chariot, he was not good.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Mataji.
Obey Krishna's instructions.
Thank you. Yes.
You can see in our life what is going on. I don't have an example now, like what is going on. But we can see, I think, for myself at least. You can see that Krishna protects us. Many times, even for small things sometimes, but if you can realize that everything is with a massive pool of Krishna, it's like become successful and very happy. So.
That's such a practical example. Thank you. Yeah. one more that I sort of got from my reading was about how Parikshit Maharaj was saved in the battlefield. Right? At the end of Mahabharat, Ashwatthama is so angry, he just wants to destroy the entire Pandava clan, and he takes the Brahmastra, which is a very targeted weapon against just the men of the Pandava family. So Parikshit Maharaj, who was just an embryo in his mother's womb, you know, unprotected and, well, not unprotected, but still very vulnerable to something like an atomic weapon, like the Brahmastra, and still Krishna protected him. Yeah, in that case. So, like Prabhuji mentioned, he's a bhakta vatsala. He protects, he's a lover of his devotees. And he'll protect them. And this was after he promised that he wouldn't take up any weapons during the Mahabharat, but still he did just to protect his devotees. So, really, Krishna has made it so easy for us to think of him, to remember him. You know, he's taste of water, the light of the sun and the moon and the sound in ether, the syllable Om in the Vedic mantras, the fragrance in the earth. He's everywhere, you know. And people ask, you know, I can't see Krishna. We've made these instruments that we can see bones, you know. Like we have x-ray machines, we can see bones, or we can even see the brain and all our tissue inside and record events. We have all these cool gadgets, but we can't use something material to see a spiritual entity. We can't use any of these to see Krishna. So Krishna teaches us through this, and you know, he says, become my devotee, engage yourself to me. I think that's manmana bhava mad bhakta, you know, engage your mind in me, become my devotee. And he says, and he makes it really easy for us to do it. He's everywhere in all spheres. And the point I wanted to bring up was the Mayavadis, you know, they say if Krishna is in fire, if he's in the heat of fire, if he's in every flower, you know, he's diminished. He's put everywhere. Now, the original Krishna must not be himself, but that's not true, you know. And we know that because of what's said in the Isha Upanishad, you know, it said the personality of Godhead is perfect and complete, and because he is completely perfect, all emanations from him, such as the phenomenal world, are perfectly equipped as complete wholes. Whatever is produced of the complete whole is also complete in itself. Because he is the complete whole, because Krishna is the complete whole, even though so many complete units emanate from him, he remains the complete balance. You know, and we can see this illustrated in his Leela with Lord Brahma, when Lord Brahma stole away all his cowherd boyfriends and the calves, you know, for a whole year, a whole human, you know, earth year. And Krishna multiplied himself into all these cowherd boys and all these calves. And the whole year through, everyone thought that the cowherd boys were right there. But still Krishna, like his original self, was not diminished in any way. He still remained the same. So, really, he's very merciful. Thank you. I'm sorry if I've made any mistakes or, you know, offended you my first time. Thank you for listening. And if you have anything to discuss or... About the fasting, I was able to. I was able to with a lot of support. Yeah. Is that what you meant, Mataji?
When you were saying it's something to do with Krishna, so did you have
to ask?
She said do it to face Krishna?
Yes, yes.
When she said that, you said, why
should I ask? I asked her because, you know, I was just beginning to find out that this is not all blind Krishna consciousness, and we must ask why. We must just not take it. So it wasn't to, argue with her, but I just wanted to know why. You know, why should I fast? Why do you want me to fast all day until midnight? And that's why she told me that. I don't know, but I was pleased. I hope so. I do hope so. I hope so. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't understand the word in the story is Narada
Muni. Yes.
What's up?
It's a person who makes the shoes and repairs the shoes.
Okay.
It's considered like a
role. Yeah, yeah. So that's why Narada Muni was so surprised. He's like, yeah. The cobbler has just one lifetime and the Brahmana has many lifetimes? How can this happen? So, yes. Hi Krishna.
You mentioned the story about Rama was rather stealing. And then Krishna expanded himself, so no one realized that anything happened. But these expansions, didn't they know that they're expansions, or what about these original friends? Didn't
they were actually put to sleep in a cave. Yeah, they were put to sleep. Lord Brahma, you know, he'd heard about this little boy in Vrindavan, and he said, you know, I want to see how powerful this little boy is. And so that's why one day when they were having lunch, he took away all these boys when Krishna, you know, wasn't with them. And when Krishna goes to look, he understands, you know, Lord Brahma did this. And the expansions knew that they are expansions. They were all just as powerful as the original Krishna. And it's also described that during that 1 year, the parents of these cowherd boys actually felt more love for their sons, who were actually Krishna, you know, in disguise. They felt more love. And even the cows, they felt more love for their calves just because they were Krishna now. So that potency to be attractive, all attractive, was still held in each one of those thousands of expansions. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for the question. Hare Krishna.
I remember the story of
Shishupal. Oh, Jay.
I don't know all the details, I don't remember, but I believe Krishna gave him a certain amount of time to make offenses.
Uh-huh.
And after that, he killed him.
Yes, yes, he does. In the Rajasuya sacrifice, right? He kills him.
His mother knew, she answered the question. She said, you know, she knew that he didn't play by Krishna. And she said, you know, she said something about it. He said, okay, I'll excuse him. So that's what he was
coming. This is Shishupal's mother?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he was, when he was born, and she
Which movie is this, Mataji? I haven't heard of it.
Krishna?
Okay. Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, great.
A power to a king.
Yes. Hand on someone, kills them. Yep. I can look it up. Good memory. Lord Shiva, yeah.
So finally, they like to see Vishnu, Lord Vishnu. He arranged everything to become a Brahmana.
Yes.
And they say, you don't need to show everyone. You can, I know you can kill. Why you don't blame yourself?
Yes! The demon tries on himself and kills himself, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Krishna is the best chakra.
Mm-hmm,
It's showing that the one are very stupid.
Yes. Krishna outsmarts them. That's actually an example of both, you know, how if Krishna wants to kill someone, no one can save him, and if Krishna wants to protect someone, no one can kill him, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you. Sorry?
One more example?
Sure.
Krishna kills someone, so even Kashyapu did this big benediction to get the blessing to become immortal. So he got the blessing. No animal can kill you, no man can kill you.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot be killed in the night or in the day.
Mm-hmm.
But all these blessings, and he says, yes, you can kill me. But still, Krishna manages to kill me in the form of nourishing it in.
Yeah. Thank you, Mataji. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah.